Are you a new real estate investor and you're still struggling to get the funding for your first deal? Or are you a wholesaler and you've gotten some assignment fees, but you haven't been able to stay in some deals because you don't have the money? Or are you a seasoned real estate investor? You've done a ton of deals, but you just want to get some more funding for super cheap interest rates? If you answered yes to any of those questions, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Private Money Academy podcast. I'm your host, Jay Connor, also known as the Private Money Authority, and I want to welcome you to the show, especially if this is your first time tuning in. Here on the Private Money Academy podcast, we always have amazing guests and experts. Today is no exception, but before I introduce my guest to you today, I've got a special gift for you just for tuning in. And that is, I want to give you a copy of my new book for free. And the name of the book is Where to Get the Money Now, subtitle, How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Relying on Traditional or Hard Money Lenders. And just cover shipping and handling. I'll ship it right out to you. But in essence, what this book talks about is exactly my story and how you can duplicate my results. How I was cut off from the banks back in 2009, lost my funding for my real estate deals, and I discovered this world of private money. And since that time, I've never missed out on a deal for not having the funding for my deals. And this book will show it to you as well. So you can get the book at www.jayconner.com/book. Again, that's Jay Connor, jayconner.com/book. And we will rush that right out to you. Well, I want to introduce to you my guest that I have today. He's a good friend. We're in a mastermind group together. He's an active real estate investor and he's been essential. I mean, he's been doing this business forever, but he's been closing all kinds of deals. I mean, he's closed in just the past 7 years, over 850 deals. And it's all kinds of real estate deals. I mean, it's everything from wholesaling and turnkey and owner financing and rentals and lease options and any other exit strategy that you can think of. My friend and guest has been involved in it and has got a ton of experience doing it. Now, here's the secret, though. While he was growing and building this real estate business of his, from 5 deals a month to over 25 deals a month, he woke up one day and realized that he had as much of the chunka going out the door as he had as the chunka coming in the front door. That ain't good. If you got it all going out that's coming in, that's a problem. So, of course, with every problem, there is an opportunity to fix it. And so with this unique opportunity of being in every seat, every kind of real estate deal as a real estate investor, he found a calling in the company's finance seat to help businesses see where their money is really going out. So he's helped real estate companies completely turn around from going out of business to building up huge cash reserves by using what he calls the profit first cash flow system. So he's got a new book just coming out now. It's called Profit First for Real Estate Investors. And this book is really a derivative from the original book titled Profit First. But my guest book, Profit First for Real Estate Investors, is specifically for real estate investors. So my friend's goal is to completely transform the real estate investing industry when it comes down to how real estate investors view their finances and keep more money in their pocket. He really wants to bring investors true financial clarity and freedom and help every investor start living the way you should and stop living just deal to deal. And with that, I want to bring right on my good friend, fellow mastermind member, Mr. David Richter. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely, man. I'm glad to have you, particularly with your new book coming out. But before we talk about your book, take a moment and tell people about your background and how you got into real estate.
Yeah. So with that bio, man, I mean, that covered a lot, but it's 10 years ago. It's been about 10 years, almost to the month. I was handed the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by one of my friends in college, and they gave me that book. And that was what catapulted me down that path towards real estate, financial independence, just thinking differently. And so that book changed my life. I mean, it did. It changed the way that I thought. And that's where I wanted to then bring a book to help, you know, others with their mindset and with their finances. But I'll get to that later. But that's where I read that book, did my first deal when I was young. You know, it's like 10 years ago. So I was about 20 years old. And did my first deal, bought it off the MLS, bought it a HUD house and fixed it up, rented it for a while, cash flowed the unit. And then from there, I lived in there for a little bit. Then I actually fixed and flipped it or put a lease option tenant in there after that was done. And that tenant paid early on time and then eventually cashed me out. And that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun getting a nice big chunk there at the end. So I was like, I got to do this more. And that's where I hooked up with a company that was doing about 5 to 7 deals a month. And then we a bunch of us came on board and we helped grow that to about 25 or 30 deals a month. So that's where I got to sit in every single seat, see a small company grow into a kind of a larger wholesale turnkey rental operation, a bigger real estate investing company. We were doing about 300 deals a year. So it was an incredible opportunity, learned a lot of good things there. And then I got to sit, like I said, in most of the seats there, like acquisitions, dispositions, project management, property management. Then I eventually sat in the finance seat. And that's what got me really the bug of helping people from the financial aspect. Cause yeah, as much as was coming in the door, as much was going out. And I'm like, these are like 6-7 figure months too. And you know, that much is going out the door as well. So that was just very eye-opening to me. But that's where I got my start. And that's how I started in real estate investing.
So when you started out, what were some of your early struggles and challenges?
Probably that I was itching to do a deal, you know, and like getting something done. So it was like partnering with the right person to be able to find the deal. I remember even back then, it was pretty easy to find the deals. This was like 2012. So I went to a realtor that was investor friendly. And like, it was like, this is my criteria. This is what I'm looking for. She helped me get a deal. So that was probably one of the first big challenges. But then from there, growing the real estate investing business and being able to find the deals consistently, you know, with the different channels that we were marketing from, and then getting the actual deals on paper, you know, and we were doing a lot of just transactional type deals, like from HUD or the MLS. And then we started doing direct to seller and, you know, that just learning basically from the ground up at that point from direct mail and all this different type of stuff. So that was probably some of the biggest challenges and hurdles up front, was just consistently getting the lead flow in at a higher level. Cause we took it from like 5 deals a month up to 25 or 30 and just getting that, you know, getting that consistency down.
Got you. What does your organization look like today?
Oh, here we go. Well, today so let's just continue the story. So then from there, where I was in outside of Chicago and doing the 25 or 30 deals, I had amassed a little portfolio up there of rentals. And so I sold them because then now I could live wherever I want. We were able to move across the country, be closer to family. And at that point, I started working with another investor and helped him with his finances right away. Like, first thing I did was like, hey, you got to show me your books. I got to see your numbers because those tell me the story. You can tell me you're doing great, but I want to see what's happening. So I took a look under the hood and there was no engine. You know, like there was no numbers or anything to tell me. There was no dashboard and there were no numbers. And so we got those numbers in place, got everything in place to be able to see where he was. Then right from there, we saw he was super under leveraged on his portfolio of properties that he had. He had a small portfolio and he was able to refinance, put a ton of money in his pocket. It was like about $400,000 he was able to take out in equity that he had tied up in his properties just from how he had funded so much of his deals. So he took that money out and said, you know, now I could do whatever I want with this money. I could go out, buy another house. I could, you know, sit on it if I want to. And then he told me, like, this has changed my life, being able to see the numbers, have this clarity, and then being able to pull this money out. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, light bulb went off. And so that's where I said, I want to help people understand the power that the numbers really show them. That's where I got the idea and sparked the idea for the company that I have now. And what my organization looks like now is a team of CFOs, fractional CFOs. So part-time CFOs that we put on real estate investing teams to help increase the bottom line profit. Because we go to all these different meetings, Jay, we're a part of different masterminds and groups. And it's like, we always talk about the top line and how many sales we had, but I want to make sure people also have a bottom line. So that's kind of where I got that burden for, you know, helping entrepreneurs and real estate investors get an actual bottom line profit. And that's where today I've got 12 CFOs on the team, 15 going through our certification, just helping people with their and helping real estate investors with the financial side of their business.
Wow. Amazing. So just in case somebody's got to jump off early.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the book. You got your brand new spanking book. Talk about that in a second. But in case somebody's got to jump off early, I want everybody to go ahead and learn how they can get your book.
Yeah.
And how they can be in contact with you. And then we'll talk about your book.
So the book you can get at simplecfobook.com. Simplecfobook.com is where you can pick up the book. That takes you actually to a link there and where you can buy it right from Amazon or bulk orders. If you go to simplecfosolutions.com that you see on the screen, there's also a tab at the top for book. So that way you can order the book. And if you go to simplecfosolutions.com, that's how you get in touch with us. There's a little apply button if you want to work with a CFO. But there you go, simplecfobook.com for the book and Simple CFO Solutions if you want to work with us. So that's the how you can get a hold of me and how you can get the book.
Awesome. So let's talk about the book.
Let's do it.
My guess is you've come out with the book because you have discovered that there are probably more real estate investors that are not making really good money or they're losing money than there are actual real estate investors that are like keeping a nice chunk in the bank. Is that right?
That is exactly right. So when I started this company, so I'll continue the story. So when I started this company at the very beginning, I reached out to a mentor and said, what do you think about like helping real estate investors? Like, is this needed? And he was like, oh yeah, this is definitely needed. This is something like most people struggle with. So that was a light bulb. But then he told me, have you read the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz? And I said, no, I've never read that book. So he said, download it, do whatever you have to, read that book. So I did. I downloaded it on Audible that evening, took 10 pages of notes and said, this is the framework for being able to help entrepreneurs, the real estate investors, the drivers of the business, the deal makers get a handle on their cash. So we did. We started implementing the Profit First system with real estate investors. And so about a year into it, I went to Mike Michalowicz, the author of Profit First, and said, hey, this is working. People are saving money. They're being able to invest. They're being able to actually have the profit that their CPA tells them at the end of the year. They're actually able to have that in cash and like do fun stuff with it. So I said, what about a book for real estate investing? Because there's so many nuances to real estate investing. He said, yes, like, let's do it. I think that would be a great idea. Help the real estate investing world. Because like I said, like 10 years of my background is real estate investing. So I feel like there hasn't been the education, the simple education for just managing money, managing the cash that flows through your business. And that's where I was like, I got this burden, want to get this message out. I can't work with every single person, every single real estate investor, but I can get these concepts, principles, philosophies out, this simple system to help people manage their cash. So that's why I started the book about 14 and a half months ago, almost 15 months now. And it is now coming out December 7th, officially out, will be on Amazon. So that way you can get the book. You can pre-order it now at Simple CFO Book. But that was the start of this book back here, Profit First for Real Estate Investing. And it's just, I want to get out this system because so many people live deal to deal, paycheck to paycheck in the real estate world. And I see it all the time. People aren't paying themselves enough. People are struggling. Like, you can have a lot of money in the bank, but that doesn't mean that you're necessarily profitable if you don't know what that money's for. Because that's where most entrepreneurs, business owners, real estate investors make the mistake of saying, I've got this one big bank account where all my money's in there. It's just a cash salad that you're tossing all the time. you know, and making, you know, those waves of, okay, just these decisions, split second decisions. Today I've got 100,000 in there, so I can spend up to 100,000. And then tomorrow all the money's gone and you're overdrawn and you're like, what the heck happened? And, you know, well, this project and this payroll and this thing over here. And, you know, it's just making sure you have a simple way to manage the cash, give yourself control back over your finances.
I got a two-part question. The first part is, do you find in consulting and talking with most other real estate investors, the way they run their business is they do not pay themselves a W-2. They do not pay themselves a salary. And they just pray at the end of the month or the end of the week or the end of the year. They got something left over for them. That's the first part of the question. That's a yes or no question. The second part of the question, well, let me let you answer that, okay. And I'll give you the second part.
So that I can say simply yes. That is what most people are doing. They don't have a system to pay themselves consistently, and they're feeling very anxious.
Yeah. So the second part of the question is, what is your advice?
Okay. So in this system, for profit first, I'm just going to go into the mindset of profit first. We have the formula that we've heard from accounting, or maybe you've heard it at a mastermind, or maybe you've heard it just in general that, or this makes sense to you. Sales minus expenses equals profit. What Jay was just saying, that you make a sale and then you spend your money and hopefully at the end of the month, year, whenever you have a profit. So that's that old formula, sales minus expenses equals profit. But the profit first formula, because we're real estate investors, we love our formulas, it's sales minus profit equals expenses, meaning I make a sale, I transfer my profit first, I take that profit, and then my business has left over is the expenses to live off of. And that's the mindset. But we've heard that. We've heard that over and over again. Like in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he says, you know, like pay yourself first, or and the richest man in Babylon, a portion of all I have is mine to keep. You know, it's like we've heard that mindset over and over again. But profit first has the answer to how do you make profit a habit inside your business? How do you make it sales minus profit equals expenses? And that is to make sure that in order for you as a business owner to pay yourself consistently, most people, like I said, the biggest mistake they make is having that one big bank account where everything goes through and you have no idea what money is in there that's actually yours. So that's where this system is built, like the envelope system. Like if you have your personal finances all apportioned out in your cash, if you've heard that, maybe you do it, maybe your grandparents did it, maybe you heard it from Dave Ramsey or whatnot. But it's the same concept, but for business, but with bank accounts. Because as an entrepreneur, I 100% guarantee you are looking at your bank accounts more than you're looking at your QuickBooks online accounts or your QuickBooks, you know, reports. You're checking the bank account, seeing, do I have money here? So like, let's leverage what you're already doing to in order to make sure that you have a consistent system to pay yourself. So how do you do that? Set up physical bank accounts and have them named that are specifically for you. And I'll go into the ones that I recommend here, the foundational accounts, that this is how, this was the question that Jay was asking. How do you make profit a habit and how do you make sure you're paying yourself? So this is how you do it. I call the first three sets, the first three accounts that you should open, bank accounts, the golden trio. Because I love epic stories, epic sagas like Star Wars, Harry Potter, like all these big ones that have three main heroes like Luke, Han, and Leia that are always pushing the story forward for good. They're always making sure good wins in the end. Your business is your epic saga. Your properties is your epic story. We need to make sure there's three main heroes always working for you. So those bank accounts are the profit account, the owner's compensation account, and the owner's income tax, separate from your operational expense account. So these accounts are for you. Profit is something you take quarterly, and that's for the reward for you having a profitable business. The owner's compensation, here's the answer to pay yourself first. Open that owner's compensation and then decide, do I need to go on W-2 or take a bi-weekly, you know, distribution from this account? Set yourself up to give yourself a paycheck every other week or however often that you need that money on a consistent basis. So that way you are paying yourself consistently. Because if you're a business owner, a small business owner scaling your business, you need to be able to pay yourself. So making sure you have an account specifically for if you are doing work inside the business. So that is like your salary account. And then the third one, owner's income tax, making sure that you don't have to sell a deal at the end of the year or four or five just to cover your tax bill. This is for your taxes throughout the year or at the end of the year when you have the tax bill due for you, that the business pays for it for you. If you set those up, those are for you, the business owner. This is how you can get consistent. I always say too, there's another account, the income account, which is like a control account where it's just a holding bucket where all your deposits come into until you separate out that money and transfer it to your profit account, your owner's comp, to the owner's income tax. Like now you are controlling the money. That's what we're wanting. We're wanting to make profit a habit on every single deal that you do. And we want you to get you consistently paying yourself and we can, and at being a healthy business and a healthy business owner, because most people aren't stressed and most people aren't losing sleep just because they lose money in their business. They lose sleep because they lose control or they feel that lack of control. So setting this up gives you control over how you view your finances, how you view your cash, and putting you back in the driver's seat. So that would be my answer, is the Profit First system gives you those, the actual teeth behind this mindset that we've heard over and over again as real estate investors about paying yourself first. Here's the steps how to do it. And if you're thinking, four bank accounts, are you nuts? Like, just set up one bank account, call it Profit, and transfer 1% of all your sales or 1% of all your rental income. Just getting in the habit of being profitable. That's how you really cure what Jay was asking about. How do you help owners pay themselves? It's by getting them in the habit of becoming profitable on every deal and making sure a portion of all they have that is coming in is theirs to keep. So that is how we set that up to make sure that they have that in place.
David, that is awesome advice. Tell everybody once again how to get your book, what the name of it is, and how to get in contact with you.
So Profit First for Real Estate Investing. It gives the core fundamentals in there. Then I give real estate specific investing and bank tips and like a bunch of different things in there for that are for the investing world. So Profit First for Real Estate Investors, that is at simplecfobook.com. That's how you can order that book. And hopefully I can be on your journey with you there, helping you make more bottom line profit.
Awesome. What other mistakes or opportunities do you see as a trend with most real estate investors, in addition to what you just said?
One of the big ones that we see over and over again on the financial side is that most people avoid the finances, and they avoid them not because they want to or because, you know, or because they're, you know, like they're negligent. What they're doing is we don't get the training bombarded at us like we do for marketing and like we do for operations and systems and like all this stuff, the new marketing channel or this or that or the other thing. We don't get that type of training for the financial side. So there's not a simple system to say, here's how to track your money. Here's how to actually, you know, manage the money that you get in. Like, okay, Mr. Marketer, here's the, you know, how we get another channel in and we're just made another $100,000 this month. But then what do you do with that money? That's where most people just abdicate their responsibility to a CPA or to a bookkeeper or someone, just say, you handle this and I'm just going to go do deals and you just do the transactions. But then all those people are doing are literally just putting numbers down on a report or into a software system. They don't care about your business from the aspect of like, how are you managing the money? Are you still going to be able to be in business next month? You know, they don't have that. So I see the avoiding of the finances because people are embarrassed, ashamed. And I'm like, why are you embarrassed and ashamed? Like, no one's taught you this. Simply, there hasn't been a simple system until now. So that's another big mistake that I see, is like people avoiding the financial side. But it's really all about, here's a simple system. Here's to give you that knowledge. Knowledge conquers fear. So if you have that knowledge and take action to actually manage it, then you won't be scared to actually confront the finances of where you are.
David, you're a mighty passionate guy. What got you so excited about this topic?
When I read the book, I saw the possibilities of like, man, I've read so many books with this mindset, but not with the steps to make it a reality. And that's where I felt like this book gives you not only the mindset, but then the framework and the steps to say, I'm going to keep more money. But then I've seen it work. I've seen real estate investors that we're working with who now, one guy who just does one flip every quarter and has about a 20 unit portfolio, like not many doors. And he's gone from like being very much in the red and like behind and like just feeling like he's spinning his wheels to where he now has multiple six figure bottom lines. He took his family on an RV vacation this year from his profit bank account and didn't feel bad about it because that was his reward. He also, this year, he saved enough in his tax account where he oversaved about $13,000. So he's like, I'm giving myself a refund this year for myself, like a $13,000 refund that I saved and now I have this. He's built over a six-figure reserve. This is on top of everything else, and where he's like, now I get to decide, do I want to scale or do I want to just stay where we are? That's just one story. I've got multiple stories like this. Another guy who saved over $60,000 just in his property tax bank account that we set up for him and have been coaching him and guiding him because it was a stressful time at the end of the year. He's got a bigger portfolio, so he's got a bigger tax bill for his properties. And at the end of the year, he's always stressing out, do I have the money? Well, this year he was on the system. And at the end of this year, he's got enough money to cover all that without getting a loan, without having to do another deal. It's those types of things. It's taking that stress off of like, you are going to make money in real estate. But then when you make the money, what do you do with it? That's what gets me excited is like, you can get a bottom line. You can have a net worth. You can actually go out and do the fun stuff of why you started your real estate investing, because you not only know how to make it, now you have a step-by-step of how to keep it.
Well, David, I've been around you a lot, quite a few times over the last couple of years. And there's one thing that has always drawn me to you, David, and that is I know that you sincerely are interested in making a difference and making an impact.
Yes, I care about that 100%. This has become a burden and passion project for me. Like, this is my mission. I feel like this is my burden and responsibility to be the advocate for real estate investors and entrepreneurs to say, you can make the money, but please, for the love of God, keep the money too. Like, please, you are working too hard. You traded in your 40-hour work week for an 80-hour work week, you know, for yourself. Make sure you have that bottom line. So yes, I want to advocate. I want to help people. I want to make a huge impact. And just getting this book to be able to just give you some concepts that you might be able to take back and implement right away to say, I can do this. Like, if I've done my first deal or 1,000 deals, like, I need this system to make sure that I have what I need going forward.
Awesome. What final thought or thoughts would you like to share with our listeners?
It probably right then is what I was saying right there. It doesn't matter if you're doing your first deal or your 1,000th deal, get this system in place. I have interviewed someone on my podcast, the Profit First REI podcast, where he said, if I would have started this, like when I first started investing, I'd have $5 million more in my account right now. So that lit a fire under me to tell you, if you're starting today, don't miss out on $5 million 5-10 years from now that could be sitting in your bank account. But if you're also doing 1,000 deals, then like, you know, or doing a huge number of deals, start this system now. There's so many people that we work with on a high level that always say, man, I wish I would have had this sooner. I probably could be retired by now. So it's like getting it in there. So if I had one last piece of advice, doesn't matter who you are, what level, open one bank account, open it, call it profit and transfer 1% and get in the habit of becoming a profitable business owner and company.
That's awesome. Now make sure everybody understands 1% of what?
Your income. Anything that comes in, that's income. I'm not talking about if you get money from a private lender, you know, like don't take
like
their money.
That's what you call balance sheet money.
The balance sheet money. We're talking about income. You sell a house or rental income or whatnot, take 1% of that, stuff it into profit and get into that habit until you fully adopt the system.
Now, when do I get to touch my profit account?
We say quarterly, because yearly is too long, not enough of an incentive. Biannual is too long. Monthly is too much, because that way, if you have up and down months, take profit on a quarterly basis. So that way, that's an incentive. Every 90 days, have a good cycle, do that, and take up to 50% out of that account for whatever the heck you want. Take a two-week road trip. One guy that we worked with this last quarter took out $50,000, moved to another country with his family. You know, like, they're just doing crazy things, whatever you want from your business.
That's awesome. Well, David, tell folks one more time how to get your new book. Profit First for real estate investing and how to get in contact with you if they'd like to work with you personally.
So Simple CFO Book for the book. So simplecfobook.com to pick up the book and pre-order it if you're watching it now, or to order it on December 7th. And then to get a hold of me, simplecfosolutions.com.
That's awesome. David, thank you so much for joining me here on the show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Jay. And like you said, I've become an evangelist for this. I just want to get this message out, save people from the rat race, and just appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Well, there you have it, folks. Another episode of the Private Money Academy podcast. I'm Jay Connor, your host, also known as the Private Money Authority. We really appreciate 5-star reviews. Subscribe, rate, review us. And be sure, if you are watching on YouTube, that you ring that little bell so you get notified next time that we come on, so you don't miss out. Here's to taking your real estate investing to the next level, and we'll see you right here on the next Private Money Academy podcast.